This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 6:14 now on this Friday morning, and we thought we'd talk about, with the passing of Bennett Johnston, the history of leadership in Washington and people of Louisiana in that position and what they've been able to bring home to Louisiana and how that compares with the current day. Robert Hogan joins us, Dr. Robert Hogan, professor and department chair of political science at LSU. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm well. Let's talk about the historical context of this. And I can remember as a kid, my parents talking about Hale Boggs and Allen Ellender and the things that they did. Talk about the history, if you will, of Louisiana, and maybe even before that, Huey Long, I don't know, the history of Louisianians in powerful positions in Washington and what they were able to do for the state.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to say that, Louisianians have often sent very colorful and flamboyant people to Washington to represent them. And that has proven to be successful for the state in terms of bringing home the bacon, as it's called, or bringing home money, getting federal dollars that have the option of being spent perhaps in other states, being spent here in the state. And that's something that I think the state has a history of doing, and Bennett Johnston was somebody who didn't really fit that same mold as a lot of previous people had done. I mean, he was someone who is viewed certainly as a quiet compromiser, someone who was got things done behind the scenes, but got things done for Louisiana nonetheless. Huge amounts of money were brought to the state, and he also, of course, was people give him credit, rightly so, for helping continuing to grow the energy industry in this state that fuels so much of the jobs and economic vitality that the state has. So he's someone who did things a little differently, but was very effective at it, and certainly did things that helped out generations.
When it comes to things like the New Orleans having the Saints or the state having the Saints, however you want to look at it, a lot of that had to do with antitrust laws with the NFL and positions of leadership by Louisiana officials, right?
No, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you behind the scene, and a lot of that is behind the scenes work. These are not things that are done out in public where you have, a public debate about these issues, but you have people behind the scenes, tweaking bills, tweaking legislation in a certain way that at least the people here know will have huge effects or could have huge effects economically. And that's what you see, the insiders, people working behind the scenes would do.
And Allen Ellender, I think, had a lot to do as a senator, had a lot to do with military spending in the state, right? And Hale Boggs as well?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, they were responsible for a lot of the spending and, military bases. I mean, those things, were certainly attributable to the efforts of politicians that we have sent to Washington.
So let's fast forward to today, Mike Johnson and Steve Scalise. Is it as beneficial to Louisiana, or is it more about supporting the party and Republican agendas all over the country for the, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, I think politics today is very different than it was just even a few years ago. I mean, Bennett Johnson is a perfect example of how you would get things done. A lot of it was behind the scenes. Today, in order to get political support, to get public support for your candidacy, you need a lot of the grassroots support. It's not the party elites. It's not the financial elites. They're helping, you know, stoke your nomination and put you out there. You've got to get individual voters to support you. And sometimes that requires people who have, a social media presence or certainly are willing to say things that get the attention of the party faithful. So you have people like Scalise and certainly Mike Johnson who have those characteristics that not everybody has. But at the same time, your question is an important one. Do they bring home the bacon? Mm-hmm. They can. They often do. But I suspect probably not as much as politicians of the past because, you know, how does someone who is both of them, for example, are people who believe in strict fiscal conservatism, right? In which you don't want to have any largesse. You don't want to have anything that might be viewed as wasteful. You can't go home and be boastful about, you know, all the money that they're bringing to Louisiana. You have to hew those lines of ideological conformity that your party has put out there. It's much more difficult in that kind of context to bring home the bacon as people like Bennett Johnson did in the past.
Even if it means you're doing something that would not necessarily be in the best interest of your own state or the people that voted for you, but it's right. In the best interest, you could say, of the party or idealistically, I guess, the country, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, Bennett Johnson was someone who really liked bringing home money to the district. In fact, he had problems with Jimmy Carter, the president within his own party. Jimmy Carter didn't like all the water projects that members of Congress loved, right? Drainage projects, and you would take this huge pool of money, and everyone would divide it, and everyone would get something for their district. Jimmy Carter said, was very much like a lot of the conservatives of today. You know, we've got to be much more frugal with our budget. We've got to make certain that everything is efficient. And Johnson did not like that. And so he had, conflict within his own party over those sort of issues.
We'll take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I'm having a hard time understanding today, who's representing who for what and why and what the goal is here, because it seems like back in the day they would have Republicans that would cross the aisle and do something that was in the best interest of their state or the people in their district, and the Democrats would do the same thing. But now it seems like it's red or blue, that's it, and screw everything else. We'll talk more with Dr. Robert Hogan when we come back, and I don't think it's just Louisiana. I think that's the entire nation. Robert Hogan, professor, department chair of political science at LSU. But with that being said, federal spending's not going down, so where's the money going? I have a lot of questions here. We'll take a break for traffic, WWL. 626 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Dr. Robert Hogan, professor, department chair of political science at LSU. Jay Bennett Johnson passed away earlier this week, and he represented Louisiana in the Senate for 24 years, brought the state millions of dollars working with both parties. It seems as though Louisiana has a lot of power in Washington right now. If you look at the majority party, if you look at the Speaker of the House, if you look at the majority leader in the House, but yet it seems as though not as much bacon being brought home. But as Professor Hogan was saying before, that's not necessarily just Louisiana. Professor, if I understand what you were saying, that's kind of the way national politics or the way Washington is working now.
Well, certainly now, in terms of, budgetary constraints are the talk of the day, and so there's not a lot of money. It's in some ways where will money be taken away? another way to think about this is because we have powerful representation in Washington, Louisiana might not lose as much as a lot of other states. Given what we're seeing in terms of layoffs with the federal government, and reductions in spending and things such as that that are inevitable, I think, with the budget that is coming up, we may not suffer as much as other states. And that's not a minor thing.
No, but I'm just wondering, we'll see what happens with the budget and what gets approved, but the deficit continues to go up, as does the debt.
Sure.
So if the leadership and maybe Louisiana won't suffer as much, the money's got to be going somewhere, right? So how is the spending going along with the politics of all of this and who's getting it? That, you understand what I'm saying? It seems like there would be some kind of missing element here.
Well, where does the money go? I mean, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, we are seeing real cuts in the federal government right now in terms of jobs, and a lot of those jobs are here in this state. The Health and Human Services cuts that were announced by Robert Kennedy just yesterday or the day before, mm-hmm. Those have severe cuts to jobs in this state and on the ability of citizens to get services that many of which are needed, despite the calls that all this money that is cut is only waste, fraud, and abuse. Despite that, there are people in the state who believe it is not. I think we're in for some major cuts or certainly some major shifts. Now money is going to be shifted. I mean, if Trump and the Republicans are able to get a continuation of the large tax cuts that were adopted in 2017, those go to very wealthy people. We have some wealthy people in the state, but it's certainly far fewer than other states as a percentage. So you may see transfers of wealth in that way. You got the whole red state, blue state thing going on. You got to think that red states have to have some reason to want to support Republican policies. I do believe that the old way of politics, of where you dance with the one that rung you, you help out the people who supported you, is different. We are in a period in which ideology matters a great deal. Your position on key issues of concern of the day are of critical importance. That's the thing that gets people to vote. People aren't voting necessarily based upon economic issues anymore. I think a lot of it is based on cultural sorts of issues. Certainly when you have a president now, such as Trump, that is pushing those cultural buttons constantly. And day after day, we're seeing deportations, we are seeing changes to the way the government is planning to govern. All of these are just red meat for partisans, not just within his party, but in the other party. So, those are the things that I think are the big moving parts in politics right now that is different from the old economic politics of the past.
Thank you, Professor. Appreciate your time and your insights. Professor Robert Hogan, Department Chair of Political Science at LSU, will take a break. Speaking of LSU, talk with Jeff Palermo. A whole lot of stuff going on with the athletic department right now. Time for WWL First News.